One of the first bills to pass out of the Florida House Wednesday is a bill that would allow advertising on public school buses. It was also one of the first bills to receive bipartisan support, like a repealer bill by Republican Representative Chris Dorworth. It would eliminate the current statewide septic tank inspection evaluation program and allow locals to handle the establishment of their own evaluation programs with the aim of protecting area springs.
I do think that we have found a good balance between the issue of protecting our springs, protecting our water supply, but at the same time not putting some truly burdensome regulations on homeowners.
Another bill that attracted a largely bipartisan yes vote is one that would allow people to be evicted on holidays like Christmas. The bill was actually only debated by Democrats both for and against. While opponents say the bill is kicking tenants when they're already down, proponents like Democratic Representative Daryl Rousson says the bill allows all parties to be treated fairly.
Sometimes landlords go through heck trying to get bad tenants out of property. But there also is an equal responsibility and burden placed. If a tenant is being put out on a holiday, then the landlord's going to have the obligation to board up that place, fix up that place, or take other steps on that same holiday and go to work. I think that this bill does a good job in balancing the interests, and therefore I rise in support.
Of course, there were issues that grew into a heated bipartisan debate, like a bill that would speed up the process of mortgage foreclosures. While supporters say it would cut down on the amount of foreclosure cases Florida currently faces, critics like Democratic Representative Darren Soto says the process will now be unfair to those about to lose their homes.
Justice demands due process and fairness when we're dealing with taking people's property. This bill on its face attempts to quicken the foreclosure process, collapsing the process into one short hearing at a time when mortgage fraud has been rife in our real estate market.
A heated debate ensued on a bill that would stop individual counties from making their own wage theft protection programs to help low-wage workers whose employers do not pay them. Three attempts to change the bill failed, including an amendment by Democratic Representative Cynthia Stafford to try and save a wage theft protection program in Miami-Dade enacted by county commissioners.
Miami-Dade County has a program. We have it's proven successful and it's working. Miami-Dade passed this ordinance in response to a big problem in the community. The time, the effort, and the resources put into the program, coupled with its success thus far, should not be ignored and thrown away.
But business owners like Republican Representative Andy Gonzalez say local governments like Miami-Dade shouldn't be able to authorize such a program, and workers should have to go through the courts.
Should be a statewide standard when it comes to these things. As a former small business owner and a restaurant owner, you know, Miami-Dade County is part of the state. We're not a separate state, and they should sometimes be on the same level as everybody else. I come up here to represent the people of Miami-Dade and the business owners of Miami-Dade, not the county commissioners.
House members did unanimously approve a bill inspired by the Casey Anthony trial. The bill would increase the maximum from 1 year to 5 years in jail if someone knowingly lies to police about a missing child. Republican Representative Bill Hager says if this bill had become law before the trial, the outcome would have been different, where the mother lied about the whereabouts of herself and her missing child, Kaylee.
Had this bill been in place in connection with the Kaylee Anthony matter, the jury would have had an additional basis for a felony conviction. This bill assures that we do not have a repeat of the Kaylee Anthony fiasco.
The House is expected to take up several bills on Thursday, including a bill that would allow state agencies to submit their employees to a random drug test. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.